certain things, your crying will never move. The Bible said when Israel went into this slavery and they were tortured and they were in affliction, they cried unto God. The way God answered the prayer was through the sign. The only sign they couldn't resist was the blood. It was the last sign that when they applied the blood and God released the angel with the sword, and those under the blood were protected, were kept. Nothing happened to them. It is not a chance. Every home that do not have that blood had their firstborn. Look at it, the first word. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And this blood, what you're going to take, will be a sign on you. In your homes, in your office, everywhere you go. That when someone tried to even do you evil, the blood will show forth. That I have paid the price of evil, so evil cannot enter into the house. This blood continues to speak, and is speaking even till today. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. You know what happened? The blood, it passed over them. But the sons, and it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Firstborn stand for your strength. It stand for your beginning. And it stands for the one when you are not there, who will stand for you. It stands for your beginning, your future, and everything. So God destroyed their beginning, their future, their double portion, whatever they're going to leave, God destroyed it. He said, I'm not going to touch anything little. I'm going to touch your continuity in life. So cut the firstborn. And the angel knew who is firstborn in every house. He won't make a mistake. He knows all the firstborn in the world. That is how our God is. He selected every firstborn. I don't know the population of Egypt at that time, but everyone that has a son who is an Egyptian, who is not under the blood, the firstborn was affected. Including what? From the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of what? The captives, who was in the dungeon, even wherever you are. Hey, and all the firstborn of what? Their goat, their cat, their dogs. See, this is Jehovah God. When he starts to deal with your enemy, he does not only deal with him. It will move to his dogs, his fowls. Everything was affected. Except anything that is under the blood. It is not your beauty, your strength, neither whatever you do that will preserve you. It is the death of Jesus Christ. That is why salvation is by grace. If you have no Christ, you have no life. You may not have money. But if you have Jesus, you have life. You may have all the billions and the trillions of dollars in your bank account, but without Jesus, you are a dead person. Life here is brief, but human life do not end. Say, hey, yes, death is just a movement from the physical level into the spiritual level. But with Christ, you enter into eternal life. Without Christ, you enter into eternal death. There are two places, eternal life, eternal death. So if you are rejoicing, we are rejoicing because we have eternal life. It cannot be bought. The value is higher than anything any man can. The only price for it is so expensive that it took his own blood, which nobody can provide. A blood who haven't gone through this type of sin, who never had the seed of man, but only borrowed the womb of a woman. John the Baptist was confused. I think in Matthew chapter 11. When he was arrested and put into prison, and he heard that Jesus was doing miracles, Jesus was doing wonderful things. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" When you are pressed under certain condition, you begin to ask, have I really received Jesus Christ? This salvation I have, do I really have it? So he was asking, if this is the man, why should I be in prison? If I receive Jesus Christ, I am sick and bottom of my man. So he sent to go ask where there is. And Jesus answered unto them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see." If your faith is dwindling because of persecution, because of difficulties, because things seem not to work for you, don't give up. John was in prison. He's finished his work. He was to go. He was to transition to the next level of life. But his cousin, you know his cousin, his cousin was Jesus. Your cousin, you are 6 months older, isn't it? And the Jews are like the Africans. We value age. Some people have it very difficult to serve under a young pastor. Ah, my friend, is it? Somebody was saying that. Somebody is difficult to operate under somebody you were senior at school. When they put you there, something within you called pride. Why should this guy become your? And because of that pride, some of us are where we are. Oh, suffer. Go and ask him if he's the one. Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and do what? Tell John the things which what? You'll do what?
Yes.
And what? That is witnessing. Witnessing is not to go and study all the Bible and not to go plenty preach. What you hear, what you yourself see, what you have experienced, tell somebody. So he went. They went to him. They are not going to witness to John the Baptist. Jesus said, "The blind do what?
See."
Say, "The blind see."
"The blind see."
"And the lame do what?
Walk."
"The lepers are what?
Yes."
"And the deaf what?
Yes."
"And the dead are?
Yes."
"And the poor?" The poor need the gospel. I have a problem when people say the church should be poor. I've been saying it all the time. Poverty is synonymous to spirituality. The poorer you are, the more spiritual you are. There are some people sometimes, because they don't have money, they say they are communists. They wear afromosis. They wear one dress. The moment they become millionaires, they change their dressing. He said, go and tell them. So if you are poor here, when we talk about money, we shouldn't feel shy to speak about money in the church. Members should become rich. I'm praying that you will be rich. Not the one to go and marry for, but the one to sponsor the kingdom. So gospel came to the poor and to change them from their spiritual poverty, their physical poverty, their mental poverty into the riches of God. So wherever the gospel is, like Ghanaian we say, anibue awoho. Real gospel bring enlightenment. Where there's no gospel, that's where wickedness, destruction, all kind of manner of practices happen. Go and tell them that the what? The blind. What? The blind. The lame. You should not walk in ignorant. You should not remain at one place. Lame means you cannot move. Your movement is impeded. You cannot run as fast as you want. The gospel must liberate us to be able to see, to have light, to be able to perform and do what God is in our heart. Sometimes we are limited. We become lame. Economically lame. You need the crutches of IMF. And they won't give you proper crutch. They'll give you what? You go and come again. You need to rise up. Somebody tell me, your pastor, can you tell, he can be a president. Say, hey, if he's a, he goes to a political party, I'll distance myself. I'm following him because of Christ, not because of politics. The same way, if a politician come and become my friend, I have only one vote. That's what I tell them. The people here, they have their vote, and they know where to put it. I am not called to teach them where to put their vote. If it comes to making right choices in life to make it, it's my responsibility. So you go and do your work to convince them. Amen. Amen. So you see them, they will now start going to churches. Where were you last year, last 2 years? The churches were there. Churches, don't let the politicians use us. Let Christ use us. He said, the blind see, the lame will walk. As we take this, they're taking Christ. If there is confusion in your mind, may you be released. Amen. That may there be light that you take the right decision in life. Amen. The lame, some of us are stuck, not of our own, but lame. Sometimes from the family, some family, the moment they born you inside, you are lame. If God's grace doesn't come to pick you from the village, you'll be there forever. Your whole vision will be a bicycle. Hey, you don't know? Me, I came from village. When my father bought a bicycle, this well is not my own. You know, bicycle to, you know, the car they ride on it. He made them ride and he said, this well is not my own. He didn't know how to ride. He would push the bicycle to farm and push it back. But people know that this man has a bicycle. But we managed in the night. That's where I learned how to ride. We'll ride. You see, I was like, ride up and down. Then when I finish, I sweep there. So all have sinned. And got short of the glory of God. They'll sweep the place. Then come every day, anytime you use it, I say, he's gone to his, then I'll take it out. So one day, he said, oh, I wish somebody could go to the farm and bring me. I said, oh, I'll go. I said, oh, I want to take the bicycle. He said, no, you don't know. I said, oh, I would. He said, okay, if the bicycle, you can put plenty on it. I said, okay. So he thought I would push it. Then I jump on it. And the man opened his mouth. Shit. Monsieur Canada. So we were great there. The village saw him as a rich man. Bicycle. So if you are there, your vision will be bicycle. When you bypass it, think you are organ. When you come to Accra, come and see. You see people sitting in cars. So you are already crippled until you move, you are moved from that environment to see other things. You think you are great. Go and tell them that the blind are seeing, the lame will walk. Your eye will open today. May the Lord open your mind, your eyes, your spiritual eye. You see, when you see things the way God sees things, everything becomes dim. When you see God as he is, problems become small. So, may our eyes open. Then this our God here. We see him as he is. Then we can trust him as he is. The blind shall see. The lame shall walk. And the what? The deaf. Go and tell him that he's here. And the dead are what? Raised. The coming of Christ and what you're taking is that whatsoever is dead in your life should resurrect.
Amen.
Some things are totally dead. And they have concluded that that is the end. But with God, go and tell him there is resurrection. I am telling you today, as you take it, there is resurrection.
Amen.
Then finally, the what? The lepers are what? Cleansed. Some of us feel we can't get into people. We are not even very confident in public. You have already condemned. Sometimes something you've done before it has placed you in a certain area and everybody have written you off. He said, go and tell that person. No matter how far you have fallen, today you can rise up.
Amen.
I hope you're getting me.
Yes.
You might be the worst sinner, and if you're here today and you repent, he said there is hope for you.
Yes.
The prophet, That's a miracle. I'm saying it. Things may die in your life, but there will be life in it. Oh, the poor. And I'm a penal. The poor have the gospel preached to them. The gospel means what? What is good news for a poor man? You don't know. If you are poor, what would be the good news for you?
Money.
Ah! Don't pretend as if we are here. Some of them, oh, Africans! You like going to church? I said, that's good. When Europe was poor, they sought for God. Now they think they are rich, they don't need God. We are now poor. We also need God. The riches that is more important is the lasting riches. And I don't want to be rich on my last day to become poor. Hey, and to sleep, to taste sweet things. And after eating the sweet, you want to eat something bitter. It has acquired sweet taste. So even if the thing is not bitter, they put it, it looks like it's bitter. So I pray that it's not 5 minutes, 30 seconds, 2 years. You are the champion for 5 years. No, 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 no. I mean Abraham, a generational blessing.
Yeah.
Where you can pass. The riches I'm talking about is not a house. House is nothing. How many know house? Those who are trying to build houses for your children. By the time you finish, they will come and say they don't like the house. But the house has become a cake. You can ask the architect. Styles are changing. What was great house last some years back? The children even don't want to live in it. Ebuana, look at your grandfather's house. He was champion. But now you look at, is that the house everybody was praising? Now things are changing. So if your all your property you want to leave for your children is a house, give them quality that can make them acquire their own houses. I hope you're getting me.
Yes.
Some people are crying, oh, my father is very wicked. He hasn't given me anything. My papa and see die. No, 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 no. He's putting something in you. Let us put something in our children that even if we are not alive, our words will be alive. And those words will carry them to anywhere they go. That is what I call proper riches or true riches. That was exactly what was done in the olden days. It's not the property they pass to their children. It's the blessing they pass. Jacob did not fight for the father's house, the father's dress, sometimes your father's shoe. Your size is not the same too. What he sought for was what? The blessing. That blessing, wherever he went, it was an inheritance. His own uncle said, by experience, I've seen that since you came into my life, God has blessed. You carry the blessing, and that is what I want you. So coming to church and having all this virtue, let the well people in society, and Laban said in, please stay if I have found favor in your eyes. For I have learned by what? By experience that what? The Lord has blessed me for your sake. The guy carries blessing. Wherever he went, blessing is there. You cannot carry a house from your village to Accra, but you can carry blessing from your village to Accra and make it. You cannot carry a car from Ghana to UK or US, but you can carry the blessing from Ghana to US to any other part of the world. And when you get there, you'll be making it, and the citizen will sit and say, how can this black Ghanaian who came with nothing, came with Ghana must go? But look, he set up a business, employed us, and is now taking care. He's like a millionaire here. He met us here, and now he's rich and he's employing us. That blessing is what I want you to carry. Amen. That blessing is what we must give to your children. Amen. That blessing is what they must carry everywhere they go. Amen. After the blessing, nobody can take it away from you. Amen. Look, your land, somebody can take it. Land guards can take it away from you. But your blessing, no land guard, no policeman, no government can take your blessing away from you. If you have the blessings, no government can take it. The more they try to sabotage you, the richer you become. Amen. And they'll say, hey, I have been by experience. Any government that come in and go, he say, by experience, getting close to you, my government is blessed. So anytime you are praying for your children, some of them, you are so, don't worry. Work hard to make them comfortable, but seek blessings for them. If you don't get the blessing, you give them the house, they will sell the house to the one who is blessed and live and rent the boys' quarters of that house and pay rent. So what is permanent is what I want you to carry. What is lasting is what I'm preaching to you. And that is my heart desire. Even my pastoring, what is lasting is what I, when pastors are looking for, hey, this building, you can break it down. By my ministry, you can take it. So I pray that don't think that you are a failure. Don't write yourself off. We're going to go out of anything that cripples you, that makes you blind, that holds you. This is the last straw. That is what I want you to be. Amen. You must be a blessing. Amen. You must be blessed so that you be a blessing to all. God bless you.